we wanted to do something that was contributed to society and also tapped into something that was in our heart and the skills that we had. And I did banking for 15 years, and it just wasn't fulfilling and it wasn't challenging. So we wanted to do something that would make a difference in our community. I gave up my banking career because I wanted to do something different, but I took a drastic pay cut to do that. So I think, yes, definitely we need to look at the situation of working and payment. And I know we're in times of austerity, but it's something we seriously need to look at because we're looking after our children. We could not do this without their support and their input and their agreement. Really is a family input. But even beyond that, our extended family and our friends are also involved in it. So it's not just us. The satisfaction of knowing that you contributed to another human being's life, and in some way, small or large, you help them to achieve their potential. You can't get paid for that. Nothing can reward you more than knowing that you did something wonderful for somebody else.
And just finally, how difficult it is to give these children back at the end of the day?
Very. That's one of the big questions we get. And I always put it this way. If you know that you can't give them back, don't go into fostering. You know, I know we're recruiting more people, but that's one of the tough things you have to do. You have to give them on. You're just providing a temporary experience, respite, opportunity for them before they go on to something else. But it is tough.
David.